Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akinoyojo, welcoming you to the show. As they say amongst the Swahili across the East African coast, Karibu. Welcome to another edition of African Perspectives in the new year. It is a new year of hope and greater success. It is the second Sunday in 2021, and we are enjoying our second show of the month and of the year. We sincerely hope that we all had a wonderful holiday season with family and friends, and that we are ready to resume our regularly scheduled work and other programming in the new year. As the saying goes in the Yoruba language, what is now cannot be able to wait. We would like to provide some support for all of us as we leave the holidays behind and return to work. With that mindset, our show today is a music show. While we'll be sharing one or two African news updates and announcing the winner of our final APR 24 music giveaway competition that closed at the end of December, our focus will be on the music, African jazz to be particular. We would, however, like to begin with a song that has been on our mind since the first day of 2021. It is Jerusalem from Alpha Blondy. It is a special dedication to Dr. Karim Traoré, one of our show's greatest supporters and a big brother. We hope he and our listeners will enjoy the tune. Oga, this is for you. Enjoy.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Abba
Jerusalem, the music of Afro Blondie, today on African Perspectives. It is in the spirit of today's show, a little bit laid back as if attempting to gather the last bit of the holiday spirit before we fully return all of us to our jobs and our daily engagement in the new year. Who can blame us for lingering around the holiday spirit, especially with all the chaos and confusion going on in our political arena? For those who love justice, freedom, and order in the American political system, this must certainly be an agonizing period. Let us pray that it is over now. For those who come from parts of the world where political institutions are constantly under assault, it must be a new feeling to see that America, that is always celebrated because of its political institutions, now facing challenges to its democracy. Hopefully, when this is all said and done, it will become further proof of how solid and dependable the political systems in this country are. We can only pray for peace and tranquility in America and across the world, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, in Central African Republic, there is also some election-related confusion as a result of the December 27 general elections were fully released last Monday. According to the results, President Faustin Achange Touadéra won re-election by garnering 53.92% of the votes, while his opponent, former Prime Minister Anicet Gorgeous-Delogoué, received only 21.1% of the votes. The elections went ahead despite attempts by rebel groups to obstruct nearly 2 million Central Africans from casting their votes in the presidential and legislative elections. The population were aided in casting their vote safely by the peacekeepers from the United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in the CAR, also known as MINUSCA. Mr. Touadéra, age 63, an academic, was previously prime minister from January 2008 to January 2013. The results mean that he now has a second term and ruling out the possibility of a rerun. The capital, Bangui, was a mixture of calm and muted jubilation shortly after the results were released, as people went about their business. Already, there has been calls by the opposition groups of electoral malpractice, but luckily, all international observation groups, including the African Union and the United Nations, have all endorsed the release of the results, and they all rejected the claims of rigging. Our congratulations to President Touadéra on his election. We pray that he is able to bring peace, unity, and development to the people of Central African Republic. Long live the CAR. Here again is Afro Blondie with Afriki in celebration of the successful elections in Central African Republic. Enjoy.
Samu. Takendula.
I feel Jamaica, eh? Oh, Africa, yeah, 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 yeah.
Welcome back to African Perspectives, coming to you in the new year from Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. It is our second African Perspectives in the new year, and also in January. Once again, we send our congratulations to the people of the Central African Republic for a successful general elections on December 27, and our best regards to President Faustin Archange Touadéra on the re-election for a second term. We pray for continued peace, unification, and development in the Central African Republic. And in that same spirit, we send our congratulations to the people and government of Ghana for a successful presidential elections earlier on December 7, 2020. Our best wishes goes to the re-elected incumbent president, Mr. Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. The president of the New Patriotic Party received 51.3% of the vote, mainly defeating his predecessor, John Dramani Mahama of the National Democratic Congress, who unfortunately received 47.3% of the vote. Ghana's election occurred as COVID-19 cases in the country climbed, and it was generally considered a referendum on Mr. Akufo-Addo, the incumbent. This was because his first-term rhetoric and policies centered on economic development. His campaigns in 2016 and 2020 promised to build a Ghana beyond aid. In his view, This will bring positive changes in job creation, infrastructural development, education, industrialization, private sector development. Although one of Africa's well-performing economies, Ghana is likely to see its GDP growth slow down due to the current global economic challenges. Nevertheless, Akufo-Addo's extraordinary campaign promise and subsequent re-election, and despite his opponent Mr. Mahama's legal challenges, suggest one thing. It means Ghanaians are willing to take a critical look at their country's dependency on foreign aid, and they are willing to support the incumbent. As we pray for continued peace and growth in Ghana, we wish President Akufo-Addo a successful second term in office. Here is Alu April with Bringing Joy for the People of Ghana. Enjoy. Congratulations to the people of Central African Republic and Ghana for successful elections in the month of December. In both cases, it appears the incumbent presidents have been given another term to complete their respective agendas, and hopefully they will be able to move their respective nations forward. As we begin our 25th year of our show, we cannot pretend that the coronavirus is still not a serious concern. Even as the world is celebrating the development of vaccines to fight the virus, there are now newer and stronger strains of the virus emerging. This has now led to some countries, such as the United Kingdom, going back under full lockdown. We know that some people have now decided to see the fight against the coronavirus as attacks on their own individual liberty and freedom. But for people with underlying health conditions, the continued spread of the deadly virus is the complete removal of their own freedom to live. No matter our political persuasion, we implore all of our listeners to continue doing all the best that we can to protect ourselves from the virus and to stop its spread. Even after the vaccines become widely available, it will take time for the majority of the world to receive the vaccines, and we all must help to ensure that there are no new surge or waves. Of course, it is not fair for people not to be able to gather and socialize as they want, but we think it is even more unfair for someone with underlying health conditions to die from a preventable spread of the virus. It is also unfair to the medical practitioners, people with family and friends also, as they continue to face rising numbers of hospitalizations and death. We think it is important, as we begin the new year, to clearly let people know that not following health guidelines, such as wearing masks or social distancing, is just selfish. No matter your politics, there is no denying the fact that people have died, and we can only do something to slow the situation. If we can just stop being self-centered, just for a little bit. Here is South Africa's Sifo Gumade with When Days Are Dark, Friends Are Few. Thank you. You're listening to the New Year special on African Perspectives on WUGA. That track from Gumede is both a call to prayers for lasting peace in the world and a welcome to our regular listeners. It has been a worthwhile journey to Africa each week over the last 24 years because of you. Prior to the break, we were making a plea on behalf of all the people with underlying health conditions, asking for some of us to become a little bit selfless in our consideration against the battle in the world fighting the pandemic. We can only hope that majority of our listeners are following all the health guidelines to stop the spread of the COVID-19 virus in our area. We can only hope and pray that the pandemic will be over in 2021. Amen. Let us now turn to the part of the show that we know many of our listeners have been waiting for. This is the announcement of the winner of our fourth and final fortnight in the AP at 24 African Music Giveaway competition. It was the final installment of our COVID-19 subdued celebration that began on Sunday, November 1, 2020. And as part of that competition, we offered, in the spirit of the holiday season, the 2005 Beautiful Music Label's African Christmas, Favorite Christmas Songs to an African Beat. The questions in that final round of the competition focused on the African continent generally. And while the competition rounded up at the end of last year, we had scheduled the announcement of the winner for today, our second show in January. As you know, a special on the Kwanzaa holiday was featured in our program slot last Sunday. And so today, we are delighted to announce the winner of the fourth and final fortnight of our API 24 African Music Giveaway competition. Our winner is Ms. Susan Chef Wells of Farmington, Georgia. Susan had the fastest entry right after the show ended on Sunday, December 20, with all the three correct answers to our final questions. As a winner for the fourth and final fortnight, Susan Chef Wells will be receiving the prize CD, the 2005 African Christmas Favorite, Christmas Songs to an African Beat. Here, for your reminder, are the three questions along with Susan's responses. In the first question, we asked for the southernmost country on the African continent. The response to this question, as provided by Susan and many other entries, is South Africa. The Azania Republic is the southernmost nation in the southernmost region of the African continent, with nations such as Angola, Botswana, Lesotho, Mozambique, and Namibia as neighbors. On the second question, we asked for the names and locations of two famous rivers on the African continent. Our winner, Ms. Susan Sheff Wells, provided the names of Limpopo that runs through Zambia and Mozambique, and Zambezi, which runs through lots of countries such as Zambia, Angola, Namibia, Botswana, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique. Other rivers that many other entries listed include River Niger, River Congo, River Benue, River Ogun, and Oshun River. On the final third question, we asked our listeners to name two of the 16 landlocked African nations. Our winner for the fortnight, Ms. Susan Chef Wells, rightly identified Mali and Lesotho as two landlocked African nations. And as we highlighted in the final question itself, a third of the continent, that is 16 out of 55 countries, are landlocked with no access to the ocean or the sea. And so, in addition to Mali and Lesotho, provided by a winner, the other landlocked African nations include Botswana, Burkina Faso, Burundi, Central African Republic, Chad, Ethiopia, Malawi, Niger, Rwanda, South Sudan, Swaziland, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Our hearty congratulations goes to Miss Susan Sheriff Wells of Farmington, Georgia, our winner of the fourth and final fortnight African Perspectives at 24 Music Giveaway competition. She's also the proud winner of the 2005 Beautiful Music Label's African Christmas, Favorite Christmas Songs to an African Beat. And so, in celebration of Susan and all of our listeners who sent in their entries for all the four fortnights in our APR 24 giveaway contest, here are Martin Walter and Sefo Gumade with a jazzy celebratory tune, Goomba in Durban. Enjoy. Congratulations again to Miss Susan Sheriff Wells of Farmington, Georgia, our winner of the fourth and final fortnight of the APA 24 Music Giveaway, and the proud winner of the 2005 African Christmas CD, Favorite Christmas Songs to an African Beat. Susan had the fastest entry with all three correct answers. She is a longtime listener of our show, who, as she noted in her email, has been listening to African Perspectives since its inception 24 years ago. We thank Susan and all of our long-term listeners for their continued support. Interestingly, we received other entries with all three correct answers, but much more later than Susan's entry. And as we did during the fortnight number 3, in the spirit of rounding up our celebration, we will also be sending a complimentary CD to another listener, Ms. Annalise Mundy of Athens, who also had three answers correct but was a little bit late. Ms. Annalise Mundy will be receiving the collection Exotic Voices and Rhythms of Africa, Volume 2, as our consolation prize. We sincerely appreciate everyone that took part in all the four fortnights of our COVID-19 subdued celebration. We particularly congratulate all our winners, Ms. Christy Singsing of Athens, Georgia, Mr. Paul Floyd of Athens, Georgia, Mr. Bayon Shiko of Athens, Georgia, Ms. Susan Chef Wells of Farmington, Georgia, and Ms. Annalise Mundy of Athens, Georgia. Congratulations to all these winners and everyone that participated in our four fortnights of the competition. We hope our winners are enjoying their respective African music CDs. We sincerely promise to bring you another round of the music giveaway in February as we celebrate the Black History Month. And in honor of all of our four winners, Chris, Paul, Bayon, Susan, and Annalise, here is South Africa's Jimmy Ludlow with Walk of Life. We hope our listeners, including our five AP winners, enjoy the track. Oh, a jazzy celebration of our listeners, especially our 5 AP at 24 winners, Miss Christy Singsing of Athens, Mr. Paul Floyd, Mr. Bayon Shiko, Miss Susan Chef Wells of Farmington, and Miss Annalise Mundy of Athens, Georgia. Thanks to these and all our longtime listeners, for it has been a worthwhile journey because of you all, for all of us to travel each week into Africa over the last 24 years. And as we embark today on our 25th year of coming together on this public radio station, WUGA, to celebrate our shared African heritage, we are playing music from the wonderful CD collections titled Smooth Africa and Smooth Africa Volume 2. We're selecting tracks from the 2000 and 2003 follow-up collections produced by Dave Love. This resulted from 3 working visits to South Africa and recording with multiple jazz artists in various studios across the country. We are hopeful that the selected tunes will assist all of us in coping with the challenges of these seasons and the challenging reality of living through a pandemic, as well as the twisted, power-grabbing fantasies of some of our political elites. As Yoruba people of Nigeria are very famous for saying, whenever we remember the living, we must also remember those that have passed away. We particularly want to remember all those who, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, are no longer with us today. We wish all their families and their relatives and friends God solace, as well as the fortitude to bear their losses. Here is Moses Kumano with Him for Taiwa. It is a track with a gospel twist that does 3 things. First, it praises the maker of all things, and then it remembers those that have gone by, either by force or peacefully. And finally, it assures those of us left behind that it will be all right. And so here is a hymn for Taiwa. It is our hope that we all enjoy the track. Thank you. him for Taiwo and for all those that we lost in 2020, especially those lost from the COVID-19 pandemic. As a final dedication to all the children of the African diaspora lost in 2020, there is a word to the African diaspora. These are words that we share in the name of all the slavery abolitionist campaigners, in the name of all the African anti-colonialists, in the name of all the anti-apartheidists, in the name of all the civil rights activists in America, as we wrangle to appease everyone's sensibilities about how all lives matter, we must all remember that all lives do not matter until black lives matter. Our best wishes for the multitude of national elections scheduled for the year 2021, including elections in some of Africa's test cases, such as Uganda, Somalia, Algeria, Ethiopia, Morocco, Cabo Verde, Chad, Zambia, Gambia, Congo, Sao Tome, South Africa, and Libya, where there is a constitutional referendum scheduled for this year. In the coming month, we hope to bring you in-depth consideration of these electoral situations. For now, we continue to pray for Africa. The spirit of unity will allow peace to reign on the continent. We pray for God's spirit to lead our leaders after their elections or as they continue their mandates. May the spirit of peace guide their decisions and may it convince them to fight harder for the people. May the Lord grant all the leaders in Africa, here in America, and across the world, the wisdom and strength to stand up for what is right. Let them know that our world must begin now more than ever to reflect love, joy, peace, patience, equality, and equity. More than anything else, we pray that our leaders will become champions, fighting for the dignity of all their citizens. Poverty and lack of opportunity does not emphasize or enhance people's dignity. Here is Joe McBride with Yebo. Yes. Thank you. Before we depart, we want to send our warm regards to the core and affiliated faculty members of the African Studies Institute, as well as members of the African Student Union, ASU, the Model African Union, UGA chapter, and the African Graduate Student Forum, the AGSF, as we all begin the new year and continue to work to end the academic year. We want to thank all of them for their effort up to date at expanding the profile of Africa and Africans on the University of Georgia campus and in the Athens community and beyond. We hope to feature members of both the Institute and the different student groups as guests on our show in the coming month, as we focus on the activities of the Institute as well as these organizations in the new year. Our best regards to the leadership of the African Studies Institute, as well as leadership of all these campus Africa-focused organizations. And as we begin the 25th year of African Perspectives on WUGA, let us close today's show by wishing all of us God's protection during these uncertain times as the world continues to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us not forget, not everything is cancelled. The sun is not cancelled. The season is not cancelled. Relationships are not cancelled. Love is not cancelled. Kindness is not cancelled. More importantly, hope is not cancelled. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the instructions and recommendations of health officials, not only for ourselves, but for the well-being of others. We must ensure that we make the right choices to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe. May God's love, mercy, and blessings be showered on all of us in this new year. Finally, on behalf of my colleague working with me to bring you African Perspectives, Mr. Michael Cadden, we thank you for tuning in, for the wonderful grace that we've all been given to see the new year, for the wonderful and groundbreaking development that will occur in all of our lives and on the African continent in 2021, for our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult and continuing COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save our world, and for you, our long-time listeners, who've been joining us weekly to celebrate Africa on WUGA for the last 24 years. We thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African Perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akino Yojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. We thank you for being with us today for our second show in the year 2021. We hope you've enjoyed it. If so, tune in next week for another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odiga, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifo, Kambe, Subonana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Denawalu, and so long.